Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by All-State softball player for Pella Christian, Chloe Snyder, getting that first team recognition in Class 2A. Chloe, just started off, when you heard that you had made All-State, I know you told B it was on vacation. What was just that initial reaction to learning that you were recognized as first team All-State?
To be honest, I didn't believe it. My cousin called me up from like downstairs and they wanted to show me something. So I thought I was in trouble at first, to be honest. But then they told me, and I made them show me, like, the actual Google Sheets just to make sure they weren't, like, joking to me and stuff. And I thought it was actually pretty cool to be recognized.
And it was a great softball season here on Eagle Lane. And just to have that kind of recognition, and I know that, you know, you're someone who's kind of team-first oriented too. But when you look at that and just being able to represent Pella Christian as an All-Stater this year, what did that mean for you to just kind of see that hard work pay off to be able to be recognized for that honor?
It was nice, you know. I put in a lot of work, and I know a lot of other girls did on the team, so it's really nice to be recognized. But I also want to be able to keep the first state, so it gives me, like, stuff to push. It pushes me to do better every single year, too.
And this year was kind of the first full year where you were able to be on the field, right? It's one of those things that I know you've been really working towards, and it's just unfortunate not happened eighth grade or freshman year, but this past year too, just being able to stay on the field, be able to kind of show what you could do and showcase that throughout the full season too. What did that mean to you to be able to be out there with your teammates, be able to kind of help turn things around for this program?
It means a lot to be able to make it through a season without injury, and I have to thank my parents for that and my coach for that, because they put a lot of faith in me that my body is, like, healed and everything, and put a lot of confidence in me for that. And just being able to be out on the field throughout the whole season really pushed me to be better and gave me a lot of confidence, and I really was able to connect with my teammates more to be on when I was on the field.
Very neat. And kind of talking about that confidence level too, this past softball season, it felt like confidence was a really big key for this team, especially in the middle of the season. Really kind of started to see that confidence growing towards the end of the season. You know, you go play number two Eliza Muscatine, and you could just tell going into that matchup, the confidence level felt like was at an all-time high. What do you feel like was kind of the momentum swing within the program to allow for that confidence to just really flourish and allow you guys to go into each match, not just looking to build the wall, as Mindy always says, but also, you know, starting to compete in some of these games and be able to pull out a lot more wins this year?
Well, as each game went by, we were able to see our potential and be able to, like, push ourselves. So when we were playing against, like, the bigger teams, that gave us confidence to show that, like, for DCG, I believe our last game, we went, like, 6 innings, I believe, and that showed us that we can compete with teams in our, like, in 2A, and our fans actually really helped to see everybody come and show up, even when we're driving, like, 2 hours away, to have almost as much fans as Louisa Muscatine really put confidence in us that we can do this and we can play at a high level.
And again, we're talking to Chloe Snyder, who was a Class 2A All-Stater for the Pella Christian softball team this past season. And now we kind of transition and look towards the upcoming school year. Junior year, going to be a very fun year.
Yes.
It all gets started with volleyball. How does the, you know, the recognition of an All-State in softball kind of lead you into junior year here, knowing that, you know, even though it's maybe not necessarily the same sport, you could go out there, continue to compete at that high level, and just continue to bring things, whether that be on the volleyball court or the basketball court or even next softball season?
Yeah, so that really gave me confidence. But since volleyball season is definitely my first season, it's a little humbling sometimes. But with the confidence that I got from the first team All-State, I can really tell myself I'm athletic and I can push myself to do new things. And with this basketball season, I can push myself to, you know, do better than we did last year, to hopefully go farther than we did last year and play some teams that we definitely could have beat last year and beat them this year.
Absolutely. And you talk about volleyball for a season, varsity volleyball here for you. What's the thing that has you most excited coming off of a great softball season, looking forward to a great volleyball season and kind of continuing the upward trajectory there as well after the volleyball team came within a match of the state tournament last year?
So, yeah, it's definitely competitive. Coach Andrea does a great job of making us competitive, even when we're playing against each other. So just keeping that high level of pushing ourselves and pushing everybody around us and being competitive, I think will really help us in the future with everything.
Chloe, again, congratulations on being named All-State Softball Player, and best of luck this upcoming year. Looking forward to many more great conversations about whatever athletic event you're involved in, but appreciate your time as always.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Chloe Snyder, a Class 2A All-State representative for the Pedley Christian softball team, getting ready for her junior year of volleyball here on Eagle Lane on today's Laylee Radio Sports page.